So Group 21 hasn't really gone ahead properly for the last couple of years. And a man who hasn't been a part of it, but we're very happy to have him back, is Liam Foran, and he joins us on the Sideline View. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, mate. Yourself?
Not too bad. Last time you were playing in Group 21, you were a Tiger. You've hooked up with the Devils this year. How's that going?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, it's going good. Obviously, with COVID still around, it's still a little bit patchy, I suppose, for everyone as far as getting players to training and sort of smooth sailing. But, we started pre-season last year and I'm pretty happy with how we're sort of shaping up.
What was the attraction to join the Devils, mate?
Mate, obviously, living up here at Muswellbrook and working up here, mate, it was more the sort of just making sure I was going to be around a little bit more for my kids and my wife. I was obviously travelling down to Cessnock last year and doing sort of Monday to Friday. I wasn't spending a hell of a lot of time at home. So the attraction was obviously just getting a lot closer to home and being a little bit more on board, I suppose.
Mate, travel aside, did you enjoy the experience playing for the Goannas?
Yeah, mate. The level of footy down there is really, really competitive and I've still sort of got that bit of itch in me where I do sort of like that style of footy. So, mate, but also the opportunity coming back here and I suppose having a captain coach job is something that I thought, I was ready to sort of have a crack at as well.
You like the responsibility of being in charge of, well, the team in every facet?
Yeah, mate, yeah, I do. I suppose being a halfback, you're sort of running the show a lot of the time anyway, mate. So I suppose doing it, helping out the club in that regard is something that I'm probably sort of used to doing anyway. So
we saw a few of the Demon Devils games and there were times where they could be absolute world beaters for a good 20 minutes, but then, lose concentration. Is that something you want to focus on to improve this year?
Yeah, definitely, mate. I did go to a couple of games last year and I suppose in this comp, being able to play for the full 80 minutes is probably something that a lot of teams struggle with. So I suppose for me, it'd be about just making sure we're able to be in the contest and be competitive for the full 80.
Are there any players for the Devils this year that we should be really keeping an eye on, other than your good self, of course?
Bailey Taylor, mate, BT. I'm sure a lot of teams around here probably know the quality of player he is, mate. He's been really, really impressive at training and obviously he's playing in that great northern side as well and he's been one of the standouts there. So I'm expecting him to have a pretty big year for us with leadership and just his sheer natural talent. It's pretty impressive.
Have you been involved with the Greater Northern Tigers this year?
I have, mate. Yeah, I played the last couple of games and I'm hopeful that we'll get through to the next round next weekend and we'll see how that goes, but that's been pretty good. I think I'm the oldest one in the team so by a good few years, so it's good to be around this sort of morale and the group of young fellas again. That sort of is good for me. It keeps me going. So
it must be good. A funny circumstance to bring guys from such wide distances. We're talking Group 4 and Group 21 together in one team. Is it hard to bring together and get the cohesion under those circumstances?
Yes and no. I suppose when you sort of got the sort of better, I suppose, 17, 18 players, it's more about just understanding pretty quickly how each other plays and then the coach, he just tries to bring the best out of everyone. And funny enough, the first sort of game we sort of clicked, and second game we probably shot ourselves in the foot with a few too many errors and just discipline and stuff like that. But I'm hopeful that the next game we can probably try and make sure everything clicks.
I'm sure everybody's looking forward to seeing some great efforts from the Greater Northern Tigers. I'm sure you're looking forward to a great season with the Devils. What sort of is it too early to ask for a pass mark or an expectation for the Devils this year?
Oh, mate, I've always said to the president, Brad Collins, I said that I'd be disappointed if we couldn't make the top four. So that's our goal. And yeah, you know, I just want to make sure that we're competing in every game, mate, and that we, you know, we're giving back to the crowd and the town. I know that, you know, it's been a few years since it's been fairly competitive out there, so I'm planning on trying to bring that back if I can.
Well, everybody's looking forward to Group 21 getting back. I mean, we've got 6 first grade clubs this season, so that means plenty of football every weekend during the heart of winter. Liam Foran, good luck with the Denman Devils, and thank you very much for joining us on the Sideline View.
Thanks very much for having us. Thanks, mate.